The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man dressed in purple garments and fine linen, and dined sumptuously every day. Lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even came and licked his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by the angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and he saw Abraham far off and Lazarus by his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water to cool my tongue, for I am suffering great torment in these flames.' But Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. Now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from one side to the other.' And he said to him, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may warn them, lest they come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' But he said, 'Oh, no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they listen and be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. It is always a distinct honor and a very eloquent teaching for our community to welcome Father Tom Hagen and Doug Campbell. In a way, they carry the spirit of Holy Family in their mission in Haiti. They become our hands, our hearts. They become a living faith. They carry a true radical gospel. And when they come among us, they become our teachers. So it is a great honor for me to welcome back into our community a homecoming, since they're very familiar here and they have a claim and a belonging at Holy Family, which is unique and longstanding. So welcome to Doug and Father Tom. It's a great honor to have you here.
Hello, I am Mary Mathernally, Chair of the Mission Haiti Committee. Over the last decade or so, we have shown you films and presentations about the many projects of Hands Together that we support through Mission Haiti. What we haven't shown you, however, is Father Tom's struggle with his call from God to serve the poor of Haiti. Please listen now as he tells us how, with strength and determination, he continues his work despite all odds.
I'm now in a chapel of our volunteer house. This is by far my favorite place. The reason why I get up at 4:30 in the morning is because I'm almost possessive of this space and time. I need to be by myself. Downstairs right now, there are 20 young men and another 12 younger men, teenagers, street kids. In another hour, this place is going to be booming, noises. I get up about 4:30, I come down, and the night before, I make my little coffee, get it all ready. About 4:30, 4:15, 4:45, my coffee's ready. Get my little cup, and I sit here as I am now. This time is really important to me. Sometimes I come in here, and I find myself speaking to the Lord, saying, Lord, I can't get through another day. But every morning I say, Lord, why am I here? I miss the days, Princeton, Lafayette, UPenn. I miss the football games in the autumn time, the excitement, the energy of the campus. I miss the young people in a critical time in their life. Here, I feel sometimes intimidated by even today. Yesterday, we had one teacher threaten the principal by a knife. I got to deal with that today. Another teacher threatened the principal. A gang is threatening to take over one of the schools and close it. A gang at the clinic is threatening to burn down the clinic. And even now, as I went down to get coffee, there are at least 20 people outside of the gate here just waiting for me to come out. But every day I come here, and every night, usually around 6 to 7 or 7 to 8, if I can, I come back here. Now, my night conversation is a little different than my morning conversation. My night conversation is, the day's over. You did help me out, didn't you, Lord? And sometimes it's one of asking forgiveness. One of the hardest things for me is to always love the poor. They're constantly pulling at me. That's what's happening now. More and more people are coming. More and more people are angry. More and more people are saying, I could do something for them. Yesterday, they literally attacked my truck. Not that they're doing harm to me, but they want jobs. They want food. They want everything. Hey, Pierre Tom. And truthfully, I feel overwhelmed. The only way I can survive, and I say this from the bottom of my heart, is because of what's happening right now, because of this space and this time. I could not survive without my prayer time. Prayer time isn't a lot of, I don't think I pray any written prayers. Prayer time to me sometimes is just sharing my fears. Prayer time for me is saying, you gotta find someone else. Other prayer time, I say, Lord, thank you. Thanks for helping me, and thanks for giving me this experience. I say I don't wanna stay here, but, and my head is telling me, get the heck out of here. But there is something keeping me here every day. And somehow it's tied into what's happening here. There is no question about it. If I went back to the United States, my prayer life would begin to go down. I wouldn't get up at 4:30. I wouldn't be seeking out the stillness of this chapel. Sometimes I look up at the ceiling and see the names of people who have been here. Maureen Nielsen, young woman killed, shot to death. Someone was like a daughter to me. Rick Thorpe, Dave Kane. Then I think of the children and the teachers that have been killed. Then I think of those so-called bad guys. And my struggle is that they're not bad guys. And I get comfort because the Lord is saying, hey, look at them in a different way. Look at them the way I would look at them. The only thing's missing now is my dog. And a dog would come here and sit right here at my foot. And what I'm getting evidence now is that someone had it killed. Get back at me. But I miss my old pal that used to drink the holy water and shock people that were here. I miss that dog. But again, I would be totally reckless start today without being here first. So this is by far the most precious and special place for me in Haiti. It's my mountaintop. It's my little island. It's the place where I really experience my God. I leave here with my prayer that I will be able to do what the Lord wants of me. But maybe the gift is knowing that I need God in my life. So I just want to welcome you to this little chapel. And if you ever come to Haiti, I'll share a cup of coffee with you here in the chapel.
We filmed this over 12 years ago. Father Tom's rituals have not changed. There is a new dog, and there is a new chapel after the earthquake. But the intensity of Father Tom's conversations with God remains. What he has accomplished with faith and hard work and determination is remarkable. We have met the people Father Tom serves, the elderly, the families, the children. We have seen the unthinkable conditions in which they live. We know that there is little that most of us as Americans can do to change Haiti, but we believe that we can help Father Tom in his work. We are not in Father Tom's chapel at 4:30 in the morning, and we do not work side by side with him day in and day out. But we know that as long as he is living and beyond his leadership, Hands Together will continue to nourish, educate, heal, serve, and care for the poorest of the poor. Hands Together will give jobs to over 800 Haitians as teachers, cooks, drivers, dishwashers, mechanics, guards, healthcare workers, farmers, and more. Hands Together will assist desperate people with emergency aid. They will pay for burials, they will offer free medical care, and they will continue to be the only tuition-free school system in the country, teaching and feeding over 17,000 students each year. Hands Together will embrace and care for the marginalized elderly. They will continue to work with slum leaders, empowering them by teaching them skills and offering them hope. And Hands Together will maintain the soccer field that they built in the slum, which has become a place of peace and happiness for players and families. Our job is to share Father Tom's work with the world. Our job is to teach our children and our grandchildren to serve. Our job is to do what we can do to support this work while remembering Father Tom's teaching. We are not in this alone. There is a greater being who is walking hand in hand with Father Tom and with us. With Father Tom and with prayer, we will continue to work to offer hope, compassion, and a little bit of joy to those in Haiti. We applaud Father Tom and his staff, including Doug Campbell, Father Tom's other half, for the extraordinary and otherworldly work that they do. And we offer them our continued love and support. Please join us. We want to do this with you, hand in hand. For more information, go to our Facebook page and the websites.
Good morning, everybody. Just in the interest of time here, we're going to move things along a little bit. That was a great film. Jesus says it 19 times in the gospel. If you want to know him and do his will, you help the poor. And we come to you every year. We need your help. You know, we just can't do it. We can't do it without you. We spend more than we make, and we got too many people pulling at us. But we really love you, and we just need your help very much. And we couldn't do it without you. And stay with us, please. We love you. God bless you.
My fellow missionaries, it's great to be here. But I had this strange feeling sitting there listening to this voice saying, boy, I wish he would end, and it was really myself, anyway. But my fellow missionaries, all I want to say to you is I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all you have done for us over the years. When I do look at that film, I realize so much would happen after that. The earthquake would take 320,000 people. It would kill at least 7 people in that house. 2 were seminarians. And we survived it. And what I find myself saying, Lord, you took care of me yesterday. You'll take care of me today, and you'll take care of me tomorrow. And that is really the message I'd like you to bring home with you. Believe that the Lord will never abandon you. I just want to thank you because of you, 750,000 people now have fresh water every day. Because of you, 23 schools are operating. Because of you, we have 6 clinics operating. Because of you, 1,700 elderly come every day for help, for food and medical help. Because of you, sometimes we feed almost 200,000 people. But even more than that, what you have done as a parish, you have made the Eucharist real. The Eucharist at Holy Family is not a spectacle. It's a way of life. And you have made it that way. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I especially thank Monsignor Connolly for your vision, for all you've done over the years. You're the best. We love you. And we'll never, never forget you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom and Doug, and thank you to Don Ponette for the wonderful video that we just saw. Our plea is for you to be very generous in our appeal today. Holy Family is one of the main supports for Hands Together, and so we ask you to be very, very generous, and thank you. In their completion, is there ever completion? In their truly living the gospel of serving the poorest of the poor, our share is to be partners with them in our giving. We invite you to come to the hall to see the display of the various work over there that is done and to come enjoy the camaraderie and sharing with donuts and coffee. Thank you so much for your generous support.
And let me add a word to Sister Mary Shawn and her appeal. You know, we've been in Haiti for 19 years. And would you believe you, the people of Holy Family, in the past 19 years, have sent $6 million in cash and 40 sea containers valued about $5 million? I mean, that's amazing. We are amazing people. Please give an applause to the people of Holy Family for the extraordinary way. I mean, amazing. I don't know any parish that could equal the sense of generosity and the sense of gift and the sharing of faith that I find here in this community. It's an incredible tribute to you. And I know that since we have such an intimate belonging to the church in Haiti, and since we have a real personal attachment to Doug and to Father Tom, that we will continue this extraordinary generosity to support our mission. It's our mission in Haiti. So thank you very much for yesterday. Thank you for your patience today and for the generosity which you will share today and into tomorrow. It's wonderful. Such a privilege to belong to Haiti.